Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey. Excuse me. First time I really talked today in earnest. Still stuff in my throat from the evening and from being horizontal for so many hours. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex. Default location, default route on this happy Monday. No December 16th, I believe it is. I think we're 9 days away from Christmas. As I calculate things. Wow, wait, that can't be right. Today's 16th. Christmas is the 25th. Pittsburgh plays Kansas City on Christmas Day. And we got a game before that. So in 9 days, we got two games. In 10 days, we got three games. Yesterday, we played Philadelphia. They smacked us around like they should. They may be the best team in the league. Just solid. Just a solid performance by that team. Everything was executed so well. They were just dominant. Whatever they wanted to do, they did. Even with two turnovers, we really couldn't do nothing with them. They fumbled twice. We got the ball. It seemed like at one point we had no chance of even moving the ball at all. But there were some adjustments made. We were able to move a little bit. And then when we did get down into the red zone, close to the red zone, with a chance to tie the game up, Najee Harris fumbles. It was just too much pressure. They were just too good. Meaning, we would have to play, we put ourselves in a hole the way we had to play mistake-free football. And it was just too much pressure. We couldn't do that. We have to play like lyric, you know, from freaking penalties to turnovers to miscues. We got to a point where we just would have to play mistake-free football. And that just simply didn't happen. See, this is what I'm talking about. I'm going to start early on Monday. People riding in the walking lane. And they're looking at me. These old cats always doing that. And when they do, I ignore them. Because they're in the wrong lanes, damn it. I don't say what's up or nothing to them. I act like I don't see them. And I swing way wide. Let them know that I'm irritated by them being in my lane. They're supposed to be riding in the walking lane. And they want to ride next to each other. Taking up 2-3 lanes going across. I don't care as long as I'm not involved. Because I'm still maintaining the COVID protocol 6 feet rule. Which, in Jeffrey Mitchell version of that, the 12-foot rule. Stay the hell away from me. I remember doing COVID, they had us those, you know, alert or quote unquote scared of it. Remember how I would get triggered or react to somebody just even sneezing around me or just walking too close to me or anything. I'm like, yeah, I would react because out here we were bombarded with warnings and alerts about the spread of the disease and maintaining a distance and wearing masks and washing your hands and all of that. Remember how long ago that was? Seemed like a lifetime ago. But we went through it. Remember, stuff was closed down. We had to stand in line for stuff. Went to Ralph's. There was a line to get in. They only let so many people in it at one time. And we were supposed to maintain a 6-foot distance while we in line. And I would be able to maintain my 6-foot distance from the person in front of me. It's like always in the somebody back of me, always getting too close. So what I did is I got a cart, and I trailed the cart behind me, giving myself extra distance. Or I would leave my luggage or whatever, I would leave it like 5 feet behind me and walk up. And people just, they don't know what to do. You know, they want to fill that gap so bad. And I understand, you know, a lot of people don't fly or in a situation where, you know, the quote-unquote pressure or the moment kind of gets to them, they get kind of anxious and not sure what's going on, and you know, want to do the right thing, and may or may not overthink something. Just get away from me. Don't try to figure it out. I get it. You know, people are excited. Probably don't travel as much as I do. Probably not, don't understand the procedures and protocol the way I do and what's going to happen. And they don't want to make a mistake or, you know, be out of place. And I get it. I still don't like it. Oh, it still bugs me, I should say. Don't like it. It's probably true. But that's not the sentiment that I want to portray. It's more that it irritates me. Whether I like it or not, I don't know. Because as you can see, I'm enjoying talking about it. So even though I may not like it, let's just face it, there's some things that irritate me that I get enjoyment from. I enjoy being irritated by this or that. I mean, win-win or loss-win, whatever. I don't know how you would call it, what you would call it, actually. I just know that I have my moments where a good irritation can do me some good, can go a long way. And to my self-pleasurement. What does that say? The coin laundry with... I'm gonna go this way just for kicks. They got the the yellow, the whatever. What does that say? I didn't know they said snacks, drinks. Open 7 days, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And they got snacks and drinks. Who knew they had snacks and drinks? I didn't. Where do they get the snacks and drinks from? I'll never come this way.
Yeah, we're closed today and tomorrow.
Oh, that's what that says? Oh. Just wanted to come take a look. Didn't know you guys had snacks and drinks in there. Just being nosy. Just being nosy. And you know, it's funny too, if I see somebody else being nosy, I used to react, that used to irritate me. But not so much anymore, as I understand, you know, I have a better understanding of it. You could say, you put it that way. I knew this was here from the many a time I walked by. I knew that was there. So today, it's a good day. I feel good. I feel good today. I got plenty of sleep. I got rest this weekend, but more so, quite possibly very more so, I weighed in at 217.6 this morning. That's the lowest Monday weigh-in that I've had in a month. Like until the 18th, that's last November 18th or something. Probably right before Thanksgiving. So I guess technically I am enthusiastic about this number. Having gotten through Thanksgiving and being sick for a couple days where I didn't get my steps because I was sick, and you know, just going through it in a couple weekends to myself, I was able just to vibe out. Ate, you know, pretty good. Kind of stayed away from the sweet stuff. All I really had was marshmallows. Probably had a bag and a half of marshmallows. Not the 12 ounce, the 10 ounce. Kroger brand size comes with 10 ounce. It was on sale. So I got two of them instead of one Jet Puffed. Kraft Jet Puff instead of those. I got the Kroger and they were pretty good. Especially after I had left the bag open for a day and they kind of got a little bit stale. A little bit, you know, they toughened up a little bit. But that's all I had. I didn't really have any brownies or cookies or ice cream. I didn't really overdo. Usually I have a threesome in desserts. Candy, cookie, and a cookie or a cake, and maybe, no, I guess a twosome. Ice cream, it seemed like it's always three things I always had. I don't know, maybe have two candies. Seems like it's always a three thing I like to have. I like to have Whoppers, like a chocolate, kind of a Whopper. Not chocolate, but a Whopper. My, not like Juju coins, not quite like Swedish fish, the unsweetened kind of Swedish fish gelatin or whatever it's called. Whatever you want to call it, gummy, I don't know, whatever they call. And cookies and, but I didn't have that, I just had marshmallows. I did pretty good. And then when I got up, I ate. Okay, I got up, I got my steps for the game, watched the game, Pittsburgh lost. By the time the game was over, I was ready to go to bed, right? So I was ready to take a nap. But see, since the game started at 1:25, took a nap like 4 o'clock. You know, we take a nap that late, there are consequences. But I didn't care. So, took it anyway, felt good. And when I woke up, I didn't really eat again. Cause I got Brussels sprouts in there. I ate all the pot stickers. You know, but I could have made popcorn or got chips or something. I didn't. I did pretty good. I do think I ended up eating some marshmallows. And another thing I think I did, I'm gonna try to convince myself, is that sleeping with the night guard, I'm gonna use that as a distraction from eating somehow, some way. I'm gonna convince myself that the night guard takes away my appetite, kind of like a pacifier or something I can concentrate on or something I can focus on. Instead of thinking about my empty, or not empty, but my non-full stomach, my non-populated stomach, like the night guard, because, you know, people have said stuff about the night guard being uncomfortable, but I like mine. It makes me feel secure. It's like, my body feel secure, whatever, my teeth or whatever, you know, something I can, not clench on, but just feels like I'm wrapped in a swaddling in a way. So I think that actually helped. I got up and I brushed my teeth at night, which is a good thing, which I don't usually do. Sometimes I go days without brushing my teeth. And I know better considering the investment I put in my mouth. So, but, and that investment is worth it because I can eat without pain. I can chew, I can chomp. Oh my God. I can just, oh, it's worth it. I love eating and to eat without pain. Oh God. Oh, and speaking of pain, my toenail, hardly, I don't think I had any pain today. Just a little bit of irritation. I can feel it's still there, but maybe the growth adjusted or something. But I'm walking now and I feel, you know, I can tell it's still there. It's definitely something there, but it's almost barely noticeable. So I feel good. I feel good. 217.6. If I lose my typical 1.8, that put me down at 215.8. I'll take it. 215.8 on a Monday, I'll take it. Because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I can usually control myself and control my eating. Have my salads at night. Quote unquote salads, I gotta throw up air quotes. Cause you know, so much meat and cheese in them. It's really meat and cheese with lettuce and mushrooms. And usually I have been putting tomatoes and cucumbers in there. And I'm like, yeah, broccoli. I put broccoli in there. And I'm low on broccoli, come to think about it. Actually, I got broccoli from Costco, the steam bags. Whereas I usually get the broccoli florets from the refrigeration section. I guess they're packaged, but I guess they're fresh. You know, even though they're packaged, I guess you can still say they're fresh. Probably should wash them things, and I don't. I don't wash my vegetables. I just eat them. Come on. Mushrooms especially. I be looking at the mushrooms. I'm like, I'm sure I need to wash these or rinse them or something. Yeah. So I eat that and have my chips with it. And got a few marshmallows left. So Monday, I'm usually finishing up the sweet snacks that I have left over on Monday, from the weekend on Monday. So I'll probably have a few of those. Should do pretty good. I feel good. I can tell by my pace and the way I'm talking. And I feel good. I can feel the energy for Monday. Kind of popped right up, got into it. And it might be that I'm waking up earlier, but then trying to start the day at my normal time. So when I get off work, and I get off work at 7:50. So, and it feels weird to get off work at 7:50 and to be wanting to go to bed at 9:30. Want to go to bed. So not quite early, but so soon after finishing up work. Because even though I go to bed, I lay there and I watch a little bit of TV and got to wind down and just enjoy that time, you know, being awake, but horizontal. And usually really don't get to sleep until 11:30 midnight. If I go to bed like 9:30, 10 o'clock or something like that, 10, 11 or whatever. Because from the time I get up, I'm going. From the time I get up at 8:50, I'm going boom, 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 boom. You know, all that time is appropriated. And then when I punch out at 7:50, I'm like, oh, okay. And even then I go, okay. Then I run to make my salad. I gotta run to make my salad and stuff. So I'm even that time, you know, then I eat and I'm done. And I finally am sitting there watching, you know, my Steelers stuff and Breaking Points, my news programs and, you know, all that. And it's kind of cool. I was just thinking, I don't have live TV. I don't have YouTube. And YouTube TV raised their prices again. I'm glad I got out. They raised their prices again. I started at 64 and they took it up to 72, and that kind of pissed me off. And I said, you know what? I don't really watch this stuff. I don't need it. I dropped it. I've been doing good without it. I found other live news channels, news apps. So during the election, I was able to find live news, and not even using the over-the-air. Plus, I used the over-the-air antenna. Had to buy a good digital antenna so I could pick up local channels for when the Steelers are playing. Or on TV, because if they're on TV, I can't get them in the NFL package that I got. that I was able to get again this year under the student package. $200 for the whole year. Whereas it should have been like 400 something. So, I mean, the whole point is that I'm not paying for cable TV. I'm not paying for a live TV. I'm not paying for cable or like live or anything. And I'm getting by. Like I said, there's a news app on the Fire Stick. There's a portal to ABC Live News and CBS Live News, and Fox has a live station that is not quite the real Fox News. It's like, I don't even know if it's live. It says it's live, but one time I saw Kellyanne Conway on both channels at the same time wearing different clothes. She was on two different programs at the same time, so I don't know what was going on there. But anyway, the whole point is I'm not paying for live TV or any of that. Because YouTube, people were telling me, you know, I said, what do you, you know, what do you do? What do you watch? What do you, you know, they said they just watch YouTube. I'm like, what do you mean? Because I just had this idea of what I thought YouTube was. But YouTube, you can find all your stuff on YouTube. You know, fairly current stuff. And by current, I mean like hourly, you know, up to the hourly or so. You find some, well, maybe not hourly, for the day. You know, you can get relevant news, pretty current stuff, current programming, even on YouTube. Because a lot of people do go live on YouTube. And then when they finish going live, that stuff is there to watch. You know, you don't need the live CNNs or the live MSNBCs or any live, because that's the only reason I was watching that. The only reason I got YouTube TV was because I had a connection or affliction or whatever you want it, addiction to CNN. You know, there's something about being able to cut CNN on and seeing what's happening right now, you know, globally. And I got used to that. And I'm like, I told myself I needed that. Then I found myself not being able to stomach to watch CNN anymore because of their views and programming, their liberal slant on everything. Damn sure I don't watch no MSNBC. And I'm not even going to bring up the how the liberal stations are in turmoil right now. MSNBC, they said viewership dropped 40%. There's a lot of questions about Joe Scarborough and these other news networks pandering to Trump after they was calling Trump a fascist and this and that and Hitler. And next thing you know, he wins and they going down there to meet with him and talk to him, form an alliance. But that's what journalists are supposed to do. I mean, that's what, you know, that's the way it should be. You know, but the whole thing is, how you gonna demonize them, call them Hitler, call them all this, call them Satan, and then turn around and go down there and quote unquote pander to them? That's the strange part. That's the part that their viewership rejected. It's 'cause they don't, a lot of viewers are, don't give, you know, anything. I don't want nothing to do with them. Don't be associated with Trump, you know, blah, blah, blah. And to see, you know, their faith, the people who love MSNBC, to see MSNBC pivot to try to align or to make alliance with Trump. I understand how they couldn't stomach that. But anyhow, I don't watch that much anyway. And I watch, and the NBC has a channel, a live channel that I watch. During the election, Chuck Todd was on that one. I like Chuck Todd. You know, so, and there was stuff. There was stuff that you could watch. Don't need YouTube TV. Don't need it. And then with Paramount Plus, see, I got the Paramount Pluses and the Peacocks and all that. And with those, you get the programming. You know, I can still see Saturday Night Live. You know, maybe late or whatever, but I still get to see it. And Paramount has TNT. So I was like, wow, Paramount got TNT. I was able to watch some live basketball games on TNT. I was like, I'm already paying for Paramount. What the hell? You just really got to do some research and search through what's available in the apps and what apps are available for free. And God knows, they'll let me dive into the Tubi or the Freezer, some of those free things. I haven't explored those because I'm thinking they're going to have so many ads, it's just going to drive me crazy. Because, you know, as soon as they say it's free, it is free. But you're going to have ads up and down your ass all the time. So I haven't really explored that stuff yet. And it's not live TV. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Can I get series on there? Or is it kind of like programming? You get different programming channels. You know, can you select episodes? Can you go to, like, I want to watch season 3, episode 5 of Frasier. Or do I got to wait for it to play? Like on the Frasier channel or whatever. Because, oh, and I got Hulu. So Hulu, boom. You know, get your series there. You can go to season 1. Paramount, I get Yellowstone. You know, I get them all. But I can go to the episodes that I want to watch. Hulu, I'm watching all the Aliens. So I think live TV is pretty much, I don't want to say done for, because there's certain things you do want to see live. If I was still to watch award shows, I would want to see them live, but they're on regular TV. All the good ones are on regular TV. So, you know, just break out the antenna to watch the Oscars and Emmys, Grammys. Don't watch the Grammys anymore. I don't watch any more music award shows. The music nowadays isn't for me, and I'm cool. I'm good with that. They can have it. So, happy Monday. Sunshine on my face, as you can see. Beautiful day. I feel good. If I do my 1.8, I can come in at 215.8 today. Because I'm 217.6. And I could lose my 1.8 or whatever. I could tell by the way I'm sweating or not sweating how much I'll lose. Maybe 1.6, 1.5. If I can get to 215 something, I'll probably be at 216, 216.2. Something like that, which is still good. Just maintain my discipline this evening. And for the rest of the week, go in the office. And then next week, Christmas. If I can get through Christmas, baby. I think I'm off. Christmas Eve. I got to check. I think I'm off Christmas Eve and Christmas. I know I'm off Christmas. Then I think I go back to work, whatever the next day is. And then the weekend or something. I got to check and see. But if today's 16th, between there, Tuesday, Wednesday, and go back to work Thursday and Friday, and then off Saturday, Sunday, either way, it's a holiday. And then New Year's Day, have that day off. So, you know, I love my days off, y'all. I love my days off. And again, I need to start doing stuff. I need to be more social, more active, more interactive. I need to be more interactive on my days off. But we'll see. We shall see. Anyways. Is that enough for today? Whatever that means. There's no such thing as that. Is that enough for today? Because there's no enough. There's no set goal or whatever. Just come out here. Just come out here and talk is the thing. Just come out here and talk. And walk. And get it in. And think and brainstorm. And go over the things I need to do for the weekend. Things I need to accomplish. And get my week lined up. Get the day lined up. Put things in place. Brainstorm. Imagine possibilities. I'm getting behind on my podcasting too. Got a bunch of videos that I've already posted to YouTube and Facebook, but I haven't made podcasts for Spotify and Apple and such. I got to get those audios posted to my website, and then, you know, the Spotify and Apple TV and all them will come grab them. However, and also Google TV or Google Music or YouTube Music, something, one of those. I got to figure out, you know, just how to get my podcasts on those channels. Or do I got to migrate them or do something? There's something I got to do on YouTube to designate all those podcasts to show up in YouTube Music. And I think it's just a matter of just going to the website and saying all the videos in this category, which has already been set, me talking, already got that set. All the videos that are in the category me talking are podcasts. You know, that's all I gotta pretty much do to get that, to turn that into, turn them into podcasts that show up on a audio podcast that show up on YouTube TV. Look at this beautiful sun. Oh my gosh. Can you see it? Oh man. And people wonder why I pay $1,800 a month rent. People ask me, you know, how you gonna pay $1,800 a month rent for a one bedroom apartment? This right here is why. This right here is why. How much is that worth? How much is 60 degree weather and sunshine worth in December to you? That's the question. How much is it worth to you? It's not cold. It won't be no snow. I mean, it's give and take, but we just talk about the weather right now. You know, there's definitely stuff going on with California. You know, don't think it ain't. There's definitely stuff going on with California. But, my God, this is what I've always wanted. Been here 40 years, so I'm still going strong. Been here 40. I came here in 83. I graduated high school in 80. For 2 years, I went to DeVry in Columbus. So I really, even though I wanted to take a year off or something, my mother said, nope. My mother said, nope. You're going to go do something. And she was right, because I didn't need to be running around Youngstown. Even though I wasn't into nothing bad. You know, I wasn't breaking into nobody's house or nothing like that. I wasn't into too hard drugs. I may have participated in a hard drug or two, but, you know. But it was a good move to get me out of there. came home from school after I graduated. I think I graduated maybe October 82. And then August 83, I was out of there. They put me on a bus and I was gone. And I never came back to live. And I said before, and I gotta say it again, I didn't do it on my own. By no means did I do it on my own. I had a lot of help. A lot of help from my parents, especially my father, family, Noreen, and Tony and Lynette. I stayed with them, Danny and all them, Jesse, Brenda, all the people who gave me support throughout my development and evolution into big city California life. I remember catching a bus, learning how to, I remember going through career development at DeVry, how we had to, you know, do up our resumes. I remember getting my resume together, getting them printed, had to put them on nice paper and all that, check for typos, and lay out a basic layout, pretty much what I'm still using to this day. You know, I got my resume together, carrying around like a little protective box, sending out cover letters and, you know, emails and stuff, and getting, you know, responses back in the mail, postal mail, getting on buses, going to interviews, learning how to ride, you know, transit in Columbus, Ohio. Because it was a big city, it wasn't Youngstown. It wasn't WRTA, but it only had like four bus lines. It was pretty much straightforward. You know, you had to get around, you had to get downtown, had to get to Ohio State, make these interviews and stuff. I learned all that. You know, get dressed even, put on your tie, put on your shoes, and, you know, have all your billfold or your carrying case, whatever. Have all your credentials and, you know, get everything lined up. And as I just did it, I was just doing it. But that stuff had a lasting effect. That was the foundation that I needed. That was the foundation to have all my ducks in a row, to have my resume ready, how to present the resume, how to, you know, print up cover letters, how to mail them, how to get envelopes, all of that stuff. How to look in the paper for, I actually had to look in the freaking paper. Had to look in the newspaper. Can you imagine that? Having to look in the newspaper for jobs on Sunday. I just remember that. I had to get the Sunday paper. Oh my God. Had to get the Sunday LA Times for the classified section. The classified section of the Sunday Times was bigger than the whole Youngstown newspaper. And looking through those ads, looking through the want employment ads, jobs, and they'd be under, you know, broken down under different classifications, electronics, this and that. Oh my God. I went through all that. I got a job, Kennedy Company. I landed in August. They got me, I got a job at Ole's hardware store. And I worked there for a little bit, make a little bit of money. Very little bit. Then Thanksgiving, I got so drunk. I embarrassed myself and I couldn't leave my room for like 2 days. I didn't leave my room for 2 days. I was so embarrassed and drunk. I got so drunk and so embarrassed. With the family, I just showed out. Drinking Old English. I just got paid. No. Yeah, I just got paid from working in the hardware store. And I didn't go and I didn't call. So I got fired. And then Noreen was moving and I had to move. And they figured out, well, me and Debbie would stay with Noreen. And I guess she had it worked out to where I was going to go stay with Tony and Lynette. I was like, okay. You know, they took care of me that way. You know, they took care of me. I went to stay with Tony and Lynette. Debbie went to stay with Danny. Danny and Lynette, brother and sister. from Farrell. You know, I remember them from growing up. Not Lynette so much, because she had already came to California as I got older. But she, this picture's of her babysitting me, holding me in the backyard. I'm months old. I may be 6 months old. Her picture of her and Noreen holding me in the backyard. My father taking a picture. It was good. It was good. It was good. To have that family. You know, I had family before I knew I had family. Then to grow up and to realize, hey, these people been in my life. You know, these people have been in my life. They knew me before I knew me. And to have them still around today, understand the legacy and how all that goes. So I came out and I was with them, and I love my California life. Very proud of my California life. I'm very proud to be a part of Los Angeles. Major metropolitan city. Could possibly say, hey kitty, I see you. Could quite possibly say, one of the best cities, depending on what you're into. Because the stuff I'm into is LA, that's what LA is. Hollywood, LA, the glitz, the bullshit, the glamour, the fruits and nuts, all of that. Kind of the whole liberal thing. That even though the liberal stuff irritates me, it does open up things for creativity and severe open-mindedness, which is, makes the playing field huge. You know, pretty much anything goes, and you know, to be able to have such a vast opportunity field. I love this place, and it don't snow, and the weather's like this most of the time. It leads to creativity. Though, the wintertime and the hibernation and all that, we'll get some of that. You know, not to the degree it did in Ohio, but it could be during the rainy season or whatever. It puts you in a different mood, a different vibration. And there's something that can be gotten from that too. There's also something that can be gotten from being, I don't want to say in a depressed state, or low energy climate, or lower energy what's the word, like, I gotta figure out what the word is when you talk about like the temperature, the immediate area, like I don't know what word I keep wanting to say climate or environment. What do you call the weather or the temperature and the humidity and the time of this immediate moment? You know, this period, you know, winter time, not the whole winter, but like right now, this little feeling. I keep wanting to use the word climate, this nice climate or whatever. How, look how beautiful that is. But there's some times when I've gotten, you know, down to that. Or gotten, you know, my energy has went down with the weather or the climate or the environment. I'm gonna Google that. I'm gonna ask ChatGPT. And it's brought me down. And not quite depressed, but a lower energy, a lower vibe, and I've had different experiences. You have a different experience, and you can experience life from another angle, and you gain from that. There's something to be gained from that. Especially if you're writing or creating, a different vibe, different energy. You look at life from a different perspective. And maybe, I bet that some of the best, a lot of the best or good novels or stories come from that lower side of life, that lower vibration, that more depressed, probably not as happy, almost depressed, depression. You know, a lot of things I'm sure have been created, masterpieces have been created based on, because of depression. And there has been times when I've come back to California and the sunshine just irritated me. Like, oh my God, here we go. Shit. Come back here, like, oh, here we go with this damn sun. It's like, I think it was, what was the news with Will Ferrell? Whatever. He's talking about San Diego. I said, what's the weather in San Diego? Sunny. It's just all the same. What show was that? What movie? Will Ferrell News? Something. I think he says, keep it classy, San Diego, or something like that. It can get irritating, but there's a difference now. There's a difference in climate. There's a difference in temperature. The air feels different. You know, it's not that 100 degrees sunny summer. And I can definitely see how people could like this weather better than that hot ass 3,000 degree summertime we get when it's just too hot. Sometimes it's just too hot. And for me to say that, because I used to love the heat. I never wore sunglasses. I never wore a hat until recently. So I used to just sit in the sun all kinds of ways. It didn't bother me. I even liked it. But as I got older, I'm like, hey, this stuff is intense. See, I'm looking at it, see the sun's behind me, so it's probably some glare. So if I turn around, because it's wintertime, you can see, remember I was walking on Market Street in Youngstown at about this same time? No, it's 3 hour difference. It's 3 hour difference. So at noon, I'd be walking right about at noon in Ohio, and the sun technically should have been at its highest, and it was barely above the horizon. Well, it was above the horizon, but you know, it was nowhere near above. And then you come here, it's about, should be like 10:30, 10 something, 10 o'clock, 10, between 10 and 10:30. And the sun is, you know, about as high. Well, we gotta see how at noon, I start working then. So I won't know how high the sun is. I'll be actually punching in. Anyways, I feel good. Feeling good feels good. That's what I gotta say. Feeling good feels good. And sometimes you have got to not feel good to appreciate how good feeling good feels. And I know this from experience. Because when that feeling good comes back, when Jeffrey gets back to being Jeffrey, I'm trying to tell you. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. The totality of it all. The, I should say, the totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.